Steve Roberson, he's the CEO of Atlas Retail Energy, one of our great partners and sponsors out there, atlasretailenergy.com. Check it out while we speak, because they have a section right on their site. If you're a commercial electricity user, and many of you are, you can. They have a radio field from the show. You can go and get an email and get some information from them, consult it for free to see if they can help lower your electricity rates. But Steve joins us, GMI Studios, looking ahead to the winter months. Steve, electricity rates, I'm telling you, buckle up, brace yourself, correct, if you're paying the bills, because what are we looking at this fall and winter, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Jack. Good to be with you. Just a quick update on the market here. We've seen natural gas prices rebound all the way up to about $8.34 here as of this morning. Electricity rates are following suit. We're seeing August settlement prices right now settling the highest August has ever settled at in the last 20-plus years. So the trend is continuing in the wrong direction for consumers, for sure. And, you know, it does not appear that there's anything on the horizon before we enter these winter months that's going to cause any sort of abatement of this trend. And I think the general consensus amongst industry experts, and we agree with all of these assessments, is that this coming winter is going to be extremely painful.
And there's really, these rate hikes have already been requested and approved, for example, like Eversource, the state's largest utility, Liberty's. So this is it, right, for the foreseeable future. And am I right or wrong, Steve, the commercial rate payers better do something, because they could see their rates by the end of the year go up by, like, what, 400%?
Yeah, that's what Eversource is currently calculating those increases to be. Those rates run through January of next year. And history would suggest that Feb, March, and April, those tariff rates come out, will reflect similar increases. So it's not the next 6 months you've got to navigate through. It's probably the next 12 months of extremely elevated price environment and very little relief in any capacity. And I think that's where we step in as advisors in this market, is help consumers navigate through this.
Right.
There's options that they have at their disposal that we can certainly help with.
And Steve, am I right or wrong? If we don't get more natural gas, if we don't get more domestic supply, that picture beyond 12 months, even though it's, you know, each chunk of time, we have to wait and see what the market is, and it's a big market, complicated market, but there's a chance these higher rates could be around for a while if we don't see more supply or more affordable gas, natural gas. Am I right?
Yeah, there's a bigger sort of global issue at play here as well. We've talked a lot about the Western European price point, which is causing the United States to shift its domestic production and ship it overseas in the form of liquefied natural gas or LNG. When we first started talking, Jack, middle of the summer, the Western European price point was around $45. That we've seen price points as high as 60 recently. And so domestic producers are incentivized to liquefy it and get it overseas to those higher price markets. And that's causing the price point here in the United States to remain elevated. It's affecting supply and demand fundamentals here in the United States. All of the excess gas we have at our disposal is being shipped across the Atlantic Ocean.
Can you repeat that last part, and why is that?
Well, I mean, it's one of the sort of factors of a global economy. You know, the producers here are heavily compensated shipping its production to higher price markets, and there's actually contracts in place with foreign countries for the next 20 plus years. And so this concept of the United States being a net exporter of energy is going to continue into the long term. It's a function of increasing production here in the United States, which will negate those bullish factors. And so, you know, as long as the Western European market remains in the state in which it is, the United States consumers here in this country can expect to see a lot of volatility in their budgets.
So again, Steve, atlasretailenergy.com, atlasretailenergy.com. If you're a commercial user, residential, you're probably going to have to look into this yourself. But if you're a big electricity user, this is coming to a movie. This movie's coming to your theater real soon. You better get in touch with your folks, because you gotta look at the market and try and lower your rates, because this is going to come from your operating budget, and more than 400% rate hike by the end of the year. That's like backbreaking stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And you know, as I've alluded to on the call before on this program, the open market. So the energy space is deregulated in most of New England, and the open market doesn't care what Eversource is doing, or Unitil or Liberty. Those price points are not correlated with each other. So just for, a frame of reference for your audience, right now, the August tariff rate in Eversource is 22 cents per kWh. In New Hampshire right now, the open market is trading at 7.2 cents. And so just by shifting away from Eversource and taking control of your energy budget, you have the ability to reduce that cost by 66%. And so that's where we step in and help these larger commercial and industrial consumers kind of take back the reins of their energy expenditures and help them navigate through these volatile times.
All right, appreciate it, Steve. Again, atlasretailenergy.com. And one of your team members will consult and talk with a business owner who may contact you just to have you look at their situation to see if you can do better. And I imagine if you can't, you tell them that they're doing as best as they can.
Yeah. Since we've been on the air, we've spoke to, dozens of companies that have reached out come to us for advice, and we're happy to jump right on it and do a quick assessment of where they are and make recommendations on based on what they are looking to achieve in the near future, but it's certainly something that we can help with.
All right. Thank you. Steve Roberson, I appreciate it. Atlas Retail Energy, make it a great Thursday. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure, Jack. Talk soon.